Since 2006, public health officials across the nation have urged parents to immunize young women with a vaccine that guards against the human papillomavirus, or HPV. HPV is known to be a root cause of cervical cancer. But according to a national survey performed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Utah is third to last in the number of girls ages 13 to 17 who get the vaccine, which goes by the name Gardasil or Cervarix. Becky Ward is a health educator with the Utah Department of Health Bureau of Epidemiology. She says the department is actively campaigning to get more young people vaccinated.
Getting the vaccine can help prevent these cancers before that sexual activity was to ever take place down the road somewhere. Your body would already have that immune response. It would respond to that if you were exposed to the HPV virus.
Utah's Southwest Public Health Department does not offer HPV vaccinations to patients. That includes clinics in Washington, Beaver, Iron, Garfield, and Kane counties. A spokesperson for that department says there is currently no demand for the vaccine in the region. Becky Ward says it can be difficult to get young people in for all three doses in the series. She adds health providers may not be talking to patients about the benefits of the vaccine.
Another piece of this campaign is provider education. We've had a great push in providing tools and messages and information for providers to share with their patients. Parents really do trust their providers, and if they make that recommendation for the vaccine, they're more likely to get it.
The state of Utah does not collect data on the number of women or men diagnosed with HPV. Whitney Evans, KUER News.